This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at doctors call for end to unnecessary testing, including x-rays, how the smell of food affects how much you eat, and finally a story about geographic variation in cost of healthcare not being linked to inappropriate care. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 353. Recorded Friday, April 13th, 2012. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Citing unnecessary medical tests and procedures as a major driver of soaring healthcare costs, a coalition of doctors' groups and consumer groups recently unveiled a campaign to push doctors and patients away from 45 tests or procedures that are overused and often unhelpful. The campaign was sponsored by the American Board of Internal Medicine Foundation. The campaign, entitled Choosing Wisely, aims to get doctors and patients talking about these procedures to achieve better decision-making. A 2005 National Academy of Science report found that 30% of U.S. healthcare spending was unnecessary or wasteful. More recent studies arrive at similar figures. That amounts to a staggering $600 billion to $700 billion annually. One of the tests cited for being questionable included x-rays for low back pain. These tests were deemed unnecessary unless red flags signify possible serious disease. As always, discuss all low back recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for the full list, along with a related video. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. According to a March 21st Science Daily article, bite size depends on senses such as texture of food. Smaller bite sizes are taken for foods which need more chewing, and smaller bite sizes are often linked to a sensation of feeling fuller sooner. New research published in Biomed Central's new open access journal Flavor, F-L-A-V-O-U-R, shows that strong aromas lead to smaller bite sizes and suggests that aroma may be used as a means to control portion size. The aroma experience of food is linked to its constituents and texture, but also to bite size. Smaller bite sizes are linked towards a lower flavor release, which may explain why we take smaller bites of unfamiliar or disliked foods. In order to separate the effect of aroma on bite size from other food-related sensations, researchers from the Netherlands developed a system where a custard-like dessert was eaten while different scents were simultaneously presented directly to the participant's nose. The results showed that the stronger the smell, the smaller the bite. The study suggests that manipulating the odor of food could result in a 5 to 10% 5% decrease in intake per bite. Combining aroma control with portion control could fool the body into thinking it was full with a smaller amount of food and aid in weight loss. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. A literature review published in Medical Care questions the notion that United States regions spend more on healthcare and having higher rates of use deliver more unnecessary care to patients, and that areas spending less provide more efficient and higher quality care. The authors performed a Medline search to analyze over 114,000 articles published between January 1, 1978, the first year a framework for quality appeared in the literature, and January 1, 2009. The researchers found 5 papers that compare geographical variations of healthcare to the overuse of healthcare services, according to the study's abstract. However, the results of those studies were insufficient to conclude that geographical areas with higher healthcare costs deliver inappropriate care. According to the authors, the literature is so limited that you cannot either support or refute such an assertion. There is just not enough data. A lack of patient care guidelines plays a major factor. Guidelines will tell physicians when to perform a test, but do not indicate when a test might be inappropriate or unnecessary. This impacts expenses and patient care. A nationwide effort to create guidelines to address these problems is needed, again according to the study's author. The study concluded that the limited available evidence does not lend support to the hypotheses that inappropriate use of procedures is a major source of geographic variation in intensity and/or cost of care. More research is needed to improve our understanding of the relationship between geographic variations and the quality of care. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Bruce Lee. A wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. And adore. In other words, please be true. Other words, in other words, in other words, in other words, in other words, I know. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Good night. Anthony Wilson on the guitar. Jeff Hamilton. John Clayton, thank you and God bless you.